Hello, and welcome to Pixel Recess, the shortest non-design, design-related podcast ever. On today's episode, we have Ryan Essmaker. You might better know Ryan as the creator and co-founder with his wife, Tina, behind the blog The Great Discontent, wherein he efforts to keep all designers and creative people very unhappy. Today's episode is brought to you by kidney beans and scissors. Before we get into the show, I'd like to thank Aaron Dowd for doing some quick audio editing. Enjoy the show.
Imagine being like a lumberjack in Manhattan. That would be sad.
Would it be? I think you should get a canoe with wheels on the bottom and just go around Manhattan with the paddle. Well, we can start asking questions. That doesn't make sense. Unless you're going to interview me at the same time, that would be amazing if we dual interviewed. This is for your. I'm doing it for my podcast, and you're doing it for a great disconnect.
Are you creatively satisfied?
No, I'm starting my own blog. It's called Mild Dissatisfaction. It won't be at all like you. I'll have, like, my symbol will be a rabbit. You know, it's similar, but, you know, it's totally different. It's unique. It's my own. So what's the worst question you have asked someone?
It's the worst question? I've never been asked that one before.
So that one is the worst question?
That's the worst question I've ever been asked.
Right.
The question that we don't ask very often because we don't always get very good responses is, if you could go back and do anything differently, what would it be?
I have a suggestion. Maybe you should ask them to go back and murder a designer they admire so they can take their identity. I get a lot of good results with that. I suggest it highly.
All right, I'll try that out the next time we interview a designer.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to take some of my questions. I know they're pretty stellar. Right?
They're good, man. Yeah, I don't plan on giving you credit either. I'm gonna take them for my own.
No, it's mutual. I'm gonna steal from you. The mild dissatisfaction. You can go for it. So,
wait, am I supposed to be nice to the host on the show or?
Yeah, you tell me.
Oh no, man.
Do you ever get tired of asking questions?
Not really. So many people listen to this.
I'm not going to tell you that.
Well, I'm afraid what you're going to do with this.
So why do you want every designer to be unhappy?
So they keep making more shit.
Oh, so you're saying that a happy designer is a boring designer?
Yeah.
Or a happy artist?
I don't know very many happy artists.
So what's your unhappiness?
Everything.
Wow. Yeah. It probably started with that question. Since your last name is S-Maker, does that mean that somewhere along the line your family made S's?
We made shoes or something, I think. Something like that.
Because I was hoping that maybe perhaps your family knew Superman. But
well, we do, but we can't, you know. I mean, this is off the record. We can't really talk about it.
So keeping with this theme of unhappy designers, why do you want to work for a place that crushes lovely things? Are you in some kind of fight club?
No, we actually make wine. We don't even we don't design anything.
You make people wine?
Yeah, we make people wine and we make wine so they can drink it, you know?
And remain unhappy.
We crush it.
Yeah.
We crush it.
Oh, you're crushing wine?
Yeah, we crush it.
Is Gary Vee somehow involved with that?
Oh yeah, totally. So this really, I mean, we're not talking about anything, right?
Are we talking about anything?
You're going to edit all this stuff out.
I edit stuff. I might. You don't know what's going to happen. You just be ready, S-Maker. So I accidentally stepped on a dead bird. Does that count as crushing something lovely?
I think so. Although if it's dead, is it really lovely anymore?
I think death is beautiful.
You're a very morbid individual.
Maybe you should have me on The Great Discontent since I always want to call it The Great Disconnect, though. I'll say that right now. Which then leads me to The Great Connect 4, which doesn't mean anything, but I just go from The Great Discontent to The Great Disconnect to The Great Connect 4. I don't know why, but I'm weird.
I'm searching and got totally distracted.
Oh, that's great. That's a really good thing to do in an interview is to search the web for things.
Big asshole.
So how has your plan to get famous by interviewing other famous people worked for you so far?
Not so well.
So have you ever heard the saying, you never get what you want unless you ask?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, well. I was going to follow that up with, why haven't you interviewed me for The Great Discontent? But that doesn't work now, since you haven't heard of that saying. So how long do you live with these artists and designers that you interview? And how do you go about being so entrenched in their lives to get these questions?
Well, we basically, we move in with them for, anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. It saves on our rent, which is really helpful, just kind of moving around from artist to artist place.
So part of the agreement is they have to feed you, correct?
Yeah, they have to feed us, give us booze, all the above, all the basic necessities of life.
So am I asking better questions than you ask?
No, not really. You just need to not publish any of this. I feel like this is really bad.
No, I make it good. Is this not going well for you?
I feel like I'm a really bad interviewee.
I might be a really bad interviewer.
I wouldn't advise publishing any of this.
Exactly. I would need a lot more whiskey.
I'm going to hang up on you right now.
Why?
I don't have time for this.
And that was my interview with Ryan. I have a few announcements before we go on. The show will now be just on Mondays because I cannot continue on at the pace of Monday Fridays because I'm a horrible human being, mostly. And also, I will run out of guests. And I don't know that you will be interested in hearing me interview my 4-year-old and my dog. I also have some pretty awesome news on the horizon, some cool things, which does not involve me canceling the show entirely, sadly to say. I want to thank all of our new listeners who are probably confused and lost. I have no directions for you. I cannot help you. But thank you anyway for listening, and I hope you continue to. You can find us on the web at pixelrecess.com, on Twitter at pixelrecess, on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/pixelrecess and like us. And comment, interact. I will interact with you if you would like. Sometimes. Also go to iTunes, please, and rate and review us there. Helps gets the show in front of more people. And will help us win a Webby Award or maybe an Emmy or an Oscar. Let's go for, whatever. I think maybe I'll win a Tony Award, even though I do not sing or perform live yet. Who knows? Things can change quickly. And as always, remember that pancakes are not edible plates. Though they should be. Have a great week, everyone.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.